This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to the June edition of First Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm David Fair, and on each First Friday, we get together with Michigan League of Conservation Voters Executive Director Lisa Wozniak, and together, we bring on the guests to discuss the environmental issues important to Michigan and here in Washtenaw County. Always good to be with you, Lisa.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dave. I know many have heard about the A20 plan, and I'm pleased to say that our guest is the expert, and she joins us as the city of Ann Arbor is in the midst of the one-year celebration of the passage of the plan. So Missy Stultz is here with us today. She serves as the Sustainability and Innovation Manager for the city of Ann Arbor.
Welcome to the show, Missy.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa and Dave. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, the city of Ann Arbor is committed to achieving carbon neutrality and doing it by the year 2030. That's at the heart of the A20 plan. That's not just government facilities and operations. That's the city in its entirety. It kind of has that go big or go home feel to it. It's really ambitious, is it not?
It is indeed. Yeah, that's right. That means the goal is for every residential unit, commercial enterprise, our major institutions that we have, certainly the city itself, but it's all hands on deck.
The A20 plan is supported, Missy, I know, by a number of key pillars. Can you give us a sense of what those are?
Yeah, the three overarching kind of values around A20 are sustainability, and we mean that certainly in the way we might think about environmental sustainability, but we also mean long-term longevity support for this initiative. The second is equity. We need to find a way to achieve carbon neutrality in a just and equitable way. So that we don't do this on the backs of our low-income residents or our Black, Brown, and Indigenous populations. How do we do this in a way that those who have been hurt first and worst by climate change and COVID-19, racial inequality, are benefited first and most by the actions that we take? And then the third is about transformation, that the way our system currently works for some, but doesn't work for a whole lot. And so how do we really center the transformation of our system, our place, so that we have a high quality of life for everyone here in Ann Arbor, which is what so many of us enjoy. But alas, not all of us get to enjoy that high quality of life.
I am particularly interested in that part on equity and justice. That component is going to be difficult to accomplish, certainly hasn't to this point. So what are you looking for in that arena?
Well, it's a good question, and it's complicated in its response. Let me first start by saying I don't think I can answer that by myself, which is why we have 91 collaborating organizations that span pretty much all different facets of life. We've got certainly our environmental community, but we've got our business community that's working with us, our landlords and our tenants, the local NAACP branch, neighborhood associations, et cetera. And part of the importance of that is that they're actually helping identify the solutions that make sense for them. So in terms of process, really centering our low income and our Black and Brown residents in this work is critical. And to do that, we have to ask them and work with them to design the solutions. So one example, without going too long on this, is we got a project where we're working with Community Action Network as part of A20, and we're working in the Bryant neighborhood. And that is an extraordinary neighborhood. It's about 50% renter occupied, 50% owner occupied, and we're actually designing with them. We won a grant from the McKnight Foundation, where the money is all staying in the neighborhood, designing an A20 home assessment, which really centers comfort, safety, health, and decarbonization. But the residents are designing it based on their needs and their desires. And the money, again, is going to them to actually figure out what kind of improvements they would like to have, what kind of strengths they have in the neighborhood, what they want to enhance. So that way we can go secure, hopefully, some funding to help them make those improvements.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm David Fair with my co-host Lisa Wozniak from the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and we're talking about the A20 carbon neutrality plan in Ann Arbor with the city's Sustainability and Innovation Manager, Missy Stultz. The city is marking the one-year anniversary this week of passage of the A20 plan.
So, Missy, the University of Michigan recently made a commitment to achieve net zero carbon emissions. And in response to the recommendations generated by the President's Commission on Carbon Neutrality, President Mark Schlissel announced that the university plans to make significant improvements by 2025 and to have university-wide system carbon neutrality by 2040. How has the City of Ann Arbor been working in concert with the University of Michigan towards this end, and what next steps do you see it happening there?
Yeah, that's an area. Thanks for the question, Lisa. That's an area that's just ripe with possibility and opportunities for collaboration. As you know, The city had a seat on the President's Commission, which was helpful to make sure that there was some coordination between the two institutions in our efforts, and I was lucky enough to get to fill that seat. And then the university sits on a coordinating committee that we convene here in the city of major institutions to figure out how we're going to really partner and collaborate deeply and meaningfully so we can go fast and far together. And that includes the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor Public Schools, Washtenaw County, the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and the RIDE, as well as the city of Ann Arbor. And so those are really at the, I would say, the infancy stage where we're identifying kind of our shared goals and where there are opportunities to collaborate. There are numerous ways, I think, if we talk about, for example, geothermal is really centered as we think about direct carbon emissions on campus sites. Well, geothermal also makes a lot of sense in the community. So those are the kinds of conversations that we're just now starting to explore together and see what potentials might exist.
A good portion of the Biden administration American Jobs Act is focused on renewable and green energies, and if passed, would invest federal dollars into expediting the transition. What might passage of the bill mean to the local efforts in Ann Arbor, and what might failure mean to Ann Arbor?
It's another really, really good question. So one, we have a real partnership potential with our federal administration that we didn't even have a few months ago. So I think to some extent, we're still really trying to understand what opportunities exist broadly, though. Major investments in renewable energy are going to help us achieve our goal. The majority of our greenhouse gas emissions in Ann Arbor, as well as throughout Michigan, come from our buildings and the energy we use to heat and cool those buildings. If we're able to transition our electric grid to renewable energy and start making the transition to things like electric heat pumps, electric air conditioning units, air conditioners are already heat pumps. They're just one-way heat pumps. What if we switch them to two-way heat pumps so they're both cooling and heating? If we can start making those transitions and know that our electric grid is powered with renewable, clean energy, good jobs are being sustained through those energy sources, that's a win-win across the board for all of us. Same thing is true on transit side. If we can start making the transition a little bit more rapidly to electric vehicles and those vehicles are powered with renewable energy, we just have another win-win.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. We're talking with Missy Stultz, the Sustainability and Innovation Manager for the City of Ann Arbor. And the other voice you hear is Lisa Wozniak. She heads up the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and is my First Friday co-host.
So it was back in November of 2019 that the Ann Arbor City Council passed the resolution in support of creating a plan to achieve community-wide carbon neutrality by 2030. Now, that's about 2 years ago. So I'm wondering, to date, what has been accomplished?
I love this question, and I also sometimes feel like a deer in headlights when people ask me this question because I can't figure out where to start. Let's see. So that was when the resolution was passed, but the plan itself wasn't adopted until June 1st of 2020. So you can imagine between November and the beginning, roughly of May, it was a lot of engagement and planning activity. So I'm really going to center on accomplishments that have happened kind of from June to June, just because that's when we actually could get to deep, deep, deep work. So in that short period of time, we've seen over 1.3 megawatts of local renewable energy installed on roofs in Ann Arbor, mostly on residential rooftops. Just to give you a sense, that's more than four times what we had ever seen in a given year. It's incredible. And that's through our Ann Arbor Solarize program. We also have been working to green the municipal fleet. So we went from zero electric vehicles in our fleet to 25 today. We are about to break ground on some fast chargers, which will be our first fast charging infrastructure for electric vehicles in the downtown corridor. Those are coming online. We launched our 10,000 trees initiative and have already gotten 1,100 trees out in our very first event for free into the community. We've launched our Aging in Place Efficiently program, which helps low-income seniors stay in a place of their choosing for longer by centering on home improvements that'll help them age, so things like grab bars and wheelchair ramps, but also energy efficiency improvements that'll lower their bills so they have more disposable income. Oh, goodness. There's so many more.
There is no question a lot of work has been done to this point. In creating the A20 plan, you all knew it was going to have to be kind of a living document, one that could change and adapt as more information and knowledge became available and technology. 2030 is less than 9 years away. That's not a long time. Is it going to take more advanced knowledge and understanding than we have today to hit the A20 target date?
Oh, I actually don't think so. I mean, we have almost every single technology, if not every technology, that we're going to need. And what's beautiful is that the technologies are just getting better. They're getting more efficient. Something like a heat pump technology 5 years ago, you would look at a heat pump and you'd question whether it was super reliable in our region. Well, that's not a question anymore. We know that heat pumps perform well, very well here, and actually improve comfort. We know that solar is far more affordable than almost every other type of energy source that we have. That wasn't true 10 years ago, but it is now, and the costs continue to decline. We're actually at this really beautiful moment where the technology is there. I think in Ann Arbor, the political will and the social appetite is there. We're just getting to work, getting things done, and we actually have a supportive federal administration. We have a supportive governor. This is the moment. This is the moment to get it done and to make life better and stronger for, you know, Ann Arborites, those in Washtenaw County, and hopefully all Michiganders when we scale.
Missy, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your leadership, for your update today, and for making time to join us.
My great pleasure. Thank you so much. And thank you, Lisa and Dave, for all the great work you do and the stories you tell.
Thank you indeed, Missy. That is Missy Stoltz, Sustainability and Innovation Manager for the City of Ann Arbor, our guest on WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment as we mark the one-year anniversary of the A2Zero Carbon Neutrality Plan. And a thanks to you, Lisa. I look forward to our July get-together.
It's always a pleasure.
That is Lisa Wozniak, Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, my co-host for this monthly segment. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.